Track 657, testing FSH and LH for signs of menopause or andropause.
The male hormone profile 1, which measures the hormones testosterone, sex hormone binding globulin, and PSA, prostate-specific antigen, as well as the male hormone profile 2, which tests all of these and IGF-1 in addition for measurement of human growth hormone, is an easy way to check and monitor overall male hormone health. Beginning in the fourth decade of life, declining androgens, male hormones, and imbalances of related hormones bring on the symptoms of aging in males referred to as andropause, similar to menopause in women, but different in its gradual approach. It kind of sneaks up on men, whereas in women it can come on like a sledgehammer. Blood spot screening to detect the extent to which specific hormones are out of range can inform treatment to relieve symptoms, restore hormone balance, and prevent premature aging and disease. The male hormone profiles, which measure hormones in dried blood spots obtained from a single finger prick, can be utilized for early detection of undiagnosed hormone imbalances, those linked to premature aging and increased risk for prostate disease. A man's prostate gland is very sensitive to the effects of hormonal changes that occur around middle age. Dr. John Lee, in his final work, Hormone Balance for Men, estimated that benign prostate disease affects over 40% of American men by age 50 and over 70% by age 60. The most common symptom is trouble with urination. Such men may have increased urinary frequency, hence getting up at night. Their urine flow may be decreased in force or rate, they may have urinary urgency, and they may feel that they haven't emptied the bladder, a sign of urinary retention, especially after drinking coffee. Urinary retention also makes them more susceptible to urinary tract infections. The incidence of prostate cancer also increases with age. The majority of men in the U.S. will acquire prostate cancer if they live beyond 65. It is a slow-growing cancer, more rapidly growing in younger men, however. For men over 65, the doubling time of a prostate cancer nodule is usually about 5 years. Compare this with the doubling time of a breast cancer nodule, which is about 3 to 4 months. If left untreated, prostate cancer tends to eventually metastasize to bones. The initiation of normal cells turning into cancer cells is the same for both the breast or uterus and the prostate gland. In these organs, cancer initiation is due primarily to estrogen dominance combined with lifestyle factors and/or toxic insults that predispose estrogen to become oxidized. Some research indicates that benign enlargement of the prostate gland, otherwise known as BPH, and prostate cancer correlate with higher levels of sex hormone binding globulin, SHBG. As a result, some have speculated that SHBG may play a role in the cause of BPH and of prostate cancer. SHBG is the binding hormone for estradiol. Excessive levels of estradiol activate the liver to make more SHBG. Thus, it is likely that the elevated SHBG is merely a marker for excessive estradiol. Testosterone is also bound up by SHBG, creating less free testosterone available to the cells. The only sure method of measuring free testosterone is saliva testing, or even more pointedly, by measuring the ratio between sex hormone binding globulin and estrogen in the male hormone profile, which provides an accurate reading of the free testosterone index. The inclusion of a PSA, prostate-specific antigen measurement, in this profile is indispensable as a prerequisite to testosterone therapy initiation and monitoring. For more information, select Track 6, 29, and 30.